Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Enabling Cloud Computing with WebSphere podcast education series. My name is Chandar Pattabhiram, and I'm the Vice President of Product and Channel Marketing for Cast Iron Systems. And on behalf of Cast Iron, I'd like to welcome all of you to the podcast today. The topic in today's podcast is connect cloud and on-premise applications in days using Cast Iron's cloud integration platform. And specifically, what I'm going to do today is cover the following three topics over the next 20 minutes. First, I'm going to give you a quick overview of Cast Iron, the company overview. Then I'm going to illustrate what is the business value of connecting the cloud. In other words, why should our customers, IBM customers, care about connecting cloud and on-premise applications? And what's the economic value for them? Then I'll give you a 10-minute overview of the Cast Iron cloud integration platform, specifically talk about the functionality, as well as give you a couple of customer examples of how they're using it. And then I'll show you a live demonstration of how you can take data from an on-premise ERP application and move it to the cloud, to a cloud CRM application using Cast Iron solution without writing a single line of code. Now, for those of you who are actually listening to this podcast rather than seeing it on Camtasia, we have provided an accompanying PowerPoint that has all the detailed screenshots for every screen that I'll show in the live demo, so that it makes it easy for you to follow if you're listening to it and see all the screens also. So without further ado, let's kick off the podcast and first start off with an overview of Cast Iron. Now, we all know that IBM has had unprecedented market leadership in the on-premise integration world for the last 15 years with the WebSphere portfolio of products. With more than 10,000 customers and over 15 years, we've had market leadership. And what Cast Iron adds is a market-leading solution in the cloud application integration area to the WebSphere portfolio. And along those lines, what's unique about Cast Iron is that its differentiation is speed and simplicity, just like what the differentiation of the cloud solutions are compared to traditional on-premise solutions. For example, Salesforce.com is a lot more rapid to deploy, more cost-effective compared to traditional solutions like Siebel, and that's kind of the same differentiation that Cast Iron provides compared to traditional proprietary technologies in the integration space. And as you see, the tagline for Cast Iron is integration in days, and we have thousands of customer integrations connecting cloud and on-premise applications using the simplicity of the Cast Iron solution. Now, Cast Iron's growth has been primarily fueled by go-to-market partnerships with a stellar cloud partner ecosystem. Almost every leading cloud provider in the world today is a partner of Cast Iron. And the go-to-market partnership is either in a sell-with model or in a sell-through model, which includes OEM, resell, and embed. And some of these partners that we have in a sell-with and a sell-through models include Salesforce.com, Google, ADP, Cisco with their WebEx offering, SuccessFactors, Telio, VMware, Amazon Web Services, and many more. And specifically, if you look at the acquisition, Cast Iron was acquired by IBM in May 2010, and there's been some great post-acquisition momentum, and to give you a couple of examples of those on what the industry and the analyst feedback has been, here is one from ZDNet, which says, IBM and Cast Iron, the pair that could be match made in enterprise heaven. And Saugatuck Technologies, one of the leading research firms in the cloud area, says that with Cast Iron, IBM gets a proven integration as a service solution. So definitely, there's been a lot of great acceptance by both the industry analysts as well as customers on this marriage between IBM's leading on-premise portfolio and now adding the new Cast Iron cloud portfolio to the mix. Having said that, let's quickly look into why should IBM customers care about connecting the cloud? Now, a recent survey by Gartner shows that the cloud application market is exploding and growing at a rate of approximately 20% compound annual growth rates. Now, for this presentation, for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to be using the terms cloud applications and software as a service in an interchangeable manner, but they both mean the same thing, in essence, providing business applications as a service over the cloud, examples like Salesforce.com, Telio, etc. So as you see in this chart from Gartner, there is cloud application or the SaaS market is estimated to become a $16 billion industry in the next 3 years and making it the fastest growing sector in the software industry today. Now, interestingly, there's a couple of other studies that have come out from Saugatuck, which talks about the growth in the cloud or the SaaS market is something that is happening right in front of our eyes. In other words, it's reaching mainstream IT today as opposed to years from now. And here is a recent survey done by Sagatuck of IT executives, where more than 70% of IT executives feel that cloud will reach mainstream adoption in 2010-2011. And that number actually is higher in Europe compared to the numbers in the United States. So it's something that's a phenomenon that is happening in front of our eyes rather than some project for the future. Now, the other myth has been the fact that this rapid growth of cloud applications per se is happening only in small to mid-sized company. Now, here is again another survey by Sagatuck that provides some light into the fact that it is just not a phenomenon that is happening in small companies, but it's also happening in large companies. And here is a survey of companies which are from 1,000 to 5,000 employees, and another category of more than 5,000 employees. And approximately 50% of IT executives say that cloud infrastructure and cloud applications are part of mainstream IT. So definitely this growth is happening in front of our eyes, and it's happening just not in the mid-market, but in large customers, which happen to be our sweet spot at IBM. Now, what has happened by this growth in large companies especially is that this growth has created a hybrid world of cloud and on-premise applications. So just because a large company likes a public cloud application like Salesforce.com doesn't mean that they're going to throw away their existing investment in an application like SAP or Oracle, etc. So what we have is a hybrid world of public and private clouds, as well as packaged and homegrown applications. So in this hybrid world where you have public clouds like Salesforce, private clouds meaning applications or cloud services that companies can build for their own entity as opposed to consuming a commercial application like Salesforce, those kind of public and private clouds need to be integrated with rest of the enterprise, which is the on-premise applications. Now, the question now is, why should customers care about this integration? In other words, what's the value of this integration? Now, to show that, let's take an example of a company, a large company that has chosen a cloud application like Salesforce.com, but does not have integration between Salesforce.com and the rest of its on-premise systems. Now, what typically happens in this scenario is that a salesperson who uses Salesforce.com needs access to information about orders, customers, invoices, etc., to be productive and do their jobs effectively on a daily basis. Now, without integration, what happens time and again is that this salesperson has to do the swivel chair approach of trying to log into multiple applications in the back office to unlock this information and access it, which means they're focusing less on their primary job and losing productivity. Now, with integration, what happens is that this information can be unlocked in real time by using technologies like Cast Iron and provided to that cloud user in instantly. So they have that information at the point of action. So simply put, the integration layer here helps customers maximize their productivity in the cloud application and thereby maximize their investment in that cloud application. So integration becomes kind of the productivity application for users of cloud applications. Now, the reason why the cloud providers find it compelling to partner with Cast Iron is that it has become the loyalty and the stickiness application for the cloud providers. So if I'm Salesforce.com, and let's just say one of the large companies have integrated Salesforce.com with their on-premise systems and made it a fabric of their business processes across their cloud and on-premise worlds, it's less likely that they would cut the cord and go with another cloud provider when it comes to renewal time. So the more integrated they are, the more sticky does a cloud application become. And that's why you see a stellar cloud ecosystem that is partnering with Cast Iron to increase their stickiness and their customer loyalty. So that's the business value of connecting the cloud for both the end users as well as the cloud providers. And this integration between cloud and on-premise worlds is just not something that is simple point to point. In other words, it's not something that is just saying I need to connect Salesforce with one application. But invariably, over time, especially in large companies, you have a combination of cloud applications that need to connect to a combination of on-premise applications, and the needs get more complex over time. And this complexity has led to integration being the number one challenge in addition to security for companies for that IT executives face when adopting cloud applications. So there was a great survey by Sagatuck that surveyed more than 2,000 CIOs across the U.S. and rest of the world, where they asked, what are their top concerns regarding cloud application deployment and use? And in addition to data security, integration showed up as the top concern for CIOs. And this survey was done in late 2009. And it is just not integration of one kind, it's integration of many kinds showed up in that survey. It is integrating cloud with existing on-premise applications, it's integrating cloud with existing data structures, as well as integrating cloud with other cloud applications. So that pattern kept re-emerging in terms of the challenges that CIOs faced to consider cloud as a application in their environment. Now, not only has integration become a barrier for adoption, it's actually one of the main reason why companies are even reevaluating the cloud. Another late 2009 survey by Gartner asked the question, why is your organization currently transitioning from a SaaS or cloud solution to an on-premise solution? In other words, companies are going backwards to on-premise after they chose SaaS and cloud applications. And the number one reason that CIO said they did that was because integration requirements became too significant. So as you see, integration is becoming a compelling issue for cloud adoption as well as cloud retention. And that's what Cast Iron is focused on. It's essentially providing one platform that provides everything that companies need to connect a plethora of cloud and on-premise applications. And it is in involving scenarios of cloud to cloud. For example, it's Salesforce to Google, as well as cloud to on-premise. In this case, could be Salesforce to a homegrown application on DB2, or even Salesforce to SAP or other examples that I talked about. Now, the question you may have is, what makes this Cast Iron cloud integration platform different and unique compared to the number of other integration solutions available in the market today? Now, there are four differentiating aspects of the Cast Iron cloud integration platform that makes it unique and distinct in the market today. Let's walk through each of those. The first thing is that Cast Iron is a complete platform because it provides complete flexibility when it comes to deployment. You can consume the capability of the platform in three different form factors. You can consume it purely as a physical appliance. In other words, the Cast Iron platform is provided in a WebSphere data power box, an appliance. It's a self-contained appliance that provides everything you need. You can consume it as a virtual appliance. In other words, you can take the same functionality and leveraging virtualization technology, you can put it on IBM servers and other servers. Or you can consume the Cast Iron solution as a pure multi-tenant cloud-based service in the cloud. And all these three form factors, the physical, the virtual, and cloud, give you the same functionality both for development as well as for management. And that's very unique in the marketplace. There's no other solution in the market that gives you that flexibility when it comes to your form factors. The second differentiating aspect is that it provides complete connectivity to cloud and on-premise applications. So here is where you have connectivity to hundreds of cloud and on-premise applications using the Cast Iron solution. And it takes it one step further. It's just not about connectivity, but it provides complete reusability through an offering called TIPS. Now, TIPS is an acronym for Template Integration Processes. And the idea there is, if Cast Iron has integrated SAP and Salesforce.com 100 times for its customers, there's no reason for the 101st customer to do this from scratch. Instead, they download a Cast Iron TIP, and they customize their TIP for their specific need, and they deploy the TIP to their form factor of their choice, and they're up and running in just a matter of days. And Cast Iron provides hundreds of TIPS for the most common integration scenarios between commercial cloud and commercial on-premise applications. And then finally, it is one platform that provides everything you need for all your cloud integration needs. And typically what we see with Cast Iron customers is that there are three main types of cloud integration needs. The first need is data migration. So customers have the need to onboard data from their legacy application into their cloud application so that they can start using it. And this is typically the first mile problem. And then subsequently, they have the need to now integrate this cloud application with the rest of their enterprise, and we call that synchronization. And the third new emerging area is called cloud mashups, where you can take data from any application and make it embed within the user interface of another cloud application. So an example of that in the real world would be, for those of us who are buying Amazon books or gifts, we can automatically see that FedEx tracking information within the Amazon website. So we don't have to log into FedEx separately to see that. And that's kind of the same experience where you can be within the UI of one cloud application and take data from another cloud using Cast Iron and make it natively visible within the first UI. And from a business user perspective, it gives them the fact that it provides them the ability not to log into multiple applications and makes their life a lot simpler from a navigation perspective. So those are the four things that makes the Cast Iron platform unique compared to the rest of the market, rest of the solutions in the market today for cloud integration. And based on this uniqueness, Cast Iron has been deployed for thousands of customer integrations across a variety of different verticals. Cast Iron's usage in different industries and verticals range from healthcare, finance, and education to manufacturing, consumer, and high tech. And it's a combination of companies in the Fortune 500 like Amerisource, Bergen, Emerson, Siemens, Dow Jones, Dun & Bradstreet, etc., to a number of companies in what we call general business and also the mid-market area. Now, here are just some examples of companies, both large and small, who are using Cast Iron to solve scenarios that are very specific to their industry and their company needs. Now, there are companies connecting cloud applications like Salesforce to homegrown data warehouses, to ERP applications like EBS and SAP, to PeopleSoft, to even homegrown web services and private cloud applications, like in this case, the hurricane tracking system that the Schumacher Group is using, etc. Now, regardless of the size of company, regardless of the type of endpoints they're trying to connect, and regardless of the specific integration scenario they're trying to do, what's common is the ability for them to do it in a very quick manner. And some examples of integration duration times are here, 10 days, 8 days, 14 days, 24 days for some of these customers seen here. And that's the time it's taken for them to get the integration up and running by leveraging the simplicity of the Cast Iron solution. Now, the question you may have after listening to the Cast Iron solution, the specific differentiating factors of its platform, and the rapid integration solution that it provides, the question you may have is, how does it compare to the rest of the IBM portfolio, and what is the relative positioning of it compared to the other IBM products that we provide to our customers today? So let's spend a few minutes talking about that and then show you the demonstration. Now, specifically, what Cast Iron provides, it is a fit-for-purpose solution. It's a fit-for-purpose solution for cloud and on-premise integration. So as we know, the existing IBM portfolio provides market-leading products for messaging, for enterprise service bus, data quality, data federation, master data management, data warehousing, etc. And what Cast Iron provides is fit-for-purpose solution for cloud-to-cloud and cloud-to-on-premise integration. So what it's not an ESB or a business process management solution for complex on-premise needs. It's not a business activity monitoring solution. It's not a large volume, 100 million records per day, data warehousing, ETL kind of solution. It is not a security gateway like the XS40 from DataPower. It is not a data quality and information management solution like the information server products. And it's not a master data management solution either. What it is specifically connecting cloud and on-premise applications in a very quick manner. So from a deployment perspective, you can deploy the Cast Iron solution in IBM customers in one of two ways. First, if you have a scenario where a customer has a cloud application that needs to connect to an on-premise application, they can use the Cast Iron platform, regardless of physical, virtual, or cloud, to make these applications directly talk to each other. The second scenario is that if an existing customer already has a WebSphere portfolio on-premise solution in place as a backbone, whether that is process server or MQ series or ESB, essentially Cast Iron can be the cloud on-ramp into that integration highway that they already possess from IBM. So the value there is, rather than trying to build point-to-point connections from all these different on-premise products, you have a complete cloud platform that can connect any number of cloud applications back into the highway. And we can connect into the IBM WebSphere portfolio of products in one of three ways. You can do it using JMS, you can do it using web services, and you can also use it doing web services. Using MQ series as one of the three flexible ways it provides to bridge your integration backbones to the cloud world. So that gives you a perspective of Cast Iron as a platform, the unique differentiating factors, how it can coexist and augment existing integration backbones. But let's quickly talk about what the Cast Iron solution does in a little bit more detail and show you the demonstration. Now, specifically, when it comes to cloud application integration, the Cast Iron solution is built from the ground up to do four things. And the four things are, number one, connectivity. So as I said before, Cast Iron provides connectivity to a number of cloud and on-premise applications. The second thing is it provides data transformation and mapping capabilities. So here is where if customer number in SAP needs to be mapped to account number in Salesforce, Cast Iron provides a very graphical, intuitive way of mapping and transforming these data formats. So we have connectivity, we have transformation. The third thing Cast Iron provides is the ability to set up logic. In other words, logic rules for moving the data between these source and target applications. And another term for that is also called content-based routing, but it is essentially the ability to set up rules for how to take data from source applications and make sure that the data is validated before it goes into target applications. And then finally, in addition to connectivity, transformation, and logic, it provides you management and monitoring. In other words, it provides a cloud-based console from which you can track all the transactions that are being processed between source and target applications by using the Cast Iron solution. So you can track successful transactions, alerts, error transactions that include data errors, connectivity errors, as well as the health of the production units or the dev units, which include the appliance, etc. So simply put, it provides connectivity, transformation, logic, and management. So what I'd like to do right now is show you a demonstration that illustrates connectivity, transformation, logic, and management. In the next 10 minutes, we'll show you the design experience of how you can extract customer master data from SAP and move this to a cloud application like Salesforce.com using the Cast Iron solution without writing a single line of code. Now, for those of you listening to the podcast today, please refer to slides 21 to 26 to get the visual aid to what I'm going to be talking about in the demo. And I would like you to kind of see it in slideshow mode so that you can see the builds that is happening as I'm walking through the demo. Now, the entire experience, as you can see, is in three simple steps. First, you configure the integration solution using Cast Iron Studio. So you would take a template. We would download a template from the Cast Iron community. You would configure and customize it for your specific needs. And then you would deploy that result, which is called an orchestration, to either a physical, virtual, or cloud unit of Cast Iron. And then you would manage these integrations in the cloud-based console. So let's go see a few screenshots on how this actually works. So the first thing in this project, as we remember, is taking customer master integration between SAP and Salesforce. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to log in to the Cast Iron Cloud, as you can see on the screen on chart 22. And we're going to put our user credentials here for logging into the Cast Iron Cloud. And what you get on chart 24 is the library of template integration processes. So what we're seeing here is putting the name Salesforce and hitting the search button, and we're getting the list of all templates that are available for integrating Salesforce.com with other applications. And specifically, I'm going to choose a template T100 here, which is to synchronize customers from SAP to Salesforce. If you go to chart 25, once I've chosen the template, you would see what is the initial view of how the integration is defined in this template. And what you see here on chart 25 is first, the process is you're going to receive a request to start the demonstration. Then you're going to go to SAP and invoke a function, remote function call, an RFC, to extract customer information from SAP. Then you're going to do some logic where you're going to check to see if the phone or the city is blank. And if it's not blank, we're going to create a corresponding account in Salesforce.com. But if any of those conditions fail, we're going to terminate the job. Now, what we can do is take this template and answer the 8 questions on the left-hand side on chart 25 to further customize it for our specific needs. So let's go ahead and finish and answering each of these 8 questions here to customize it before we deploy it to the appliance. So the first thing is for us to enter the login information for the SAP endpoint. And again, if you're in slideshow mode, you should see that I'm now entering the login information as the second step here for the SAP endpoint. And here, you're putting the login information for your specific SAP instance. And similarly, what you're doing is once you put the login information, you can verify the SAP connectivity to make sure that you've connected to SAP successfully. And once you've done that, the next step is to essentially indicate what information that you want to extract from SAP. Now, Cast Iron provides the ability to extract information from all different types of applications using at an application level using metadata introspection. So in other words, in this case, you can extract a specific API called BAPP Customer Get List to extract customer information from SAP. And what Cast Iron provides, once you've indicated that, is how a customer is defined in the SAP application. Now, the next step is, before we put the data into Salesforce to do the mapping, we can define business rules for routing. So here is where we're defining graphically rules by saying that if the phone number or the city is blank for this particular record, then go ahead and terminate the job rather than sending it to Salesforce.com. So now we have defined the connectivity to SAP. We have indicated what information we want to extract from SAP, which is the BAPP for customers. We have defined the logic for making sure that we validate the data before we send it into Salesforce. Now let's go define the connectivity to the target system, which is Salesforce.com. So as you can see on the screen on chart 25 in slideshow mode, you see that you can now enter the credentials for your specific Salesforce environment, and then you can validate and make sure they're able to connect. And once you're connected, you can go discover the object that you want to put information into Salesforce.com, which happens to be the account object. And then you can do the most important step in the process, which is mapping the data. So we have done connectivity, we have done logic, now we're going to do data mapping. And we're going to map data between how a customer is represented in Salesforce.com and how an account is represented a customer is represented in SAP, and how an account is represented in Salesforce.com. And what you can see here is you can graphically map data between source and target systems. And not only can you do that, you can use complex functions for manipulating data, string functions, mathematical functions, logical functions, date functions, and even you can write your own custom functions using JavaScripting. For example, here is a function that you can see where we have combined region and street together and created billing street on the target by using a concatenate function. So that gives you the steps that you have to do to complete this template of connectivity, logic, and data mapping and transformation. Now, once we've completed the template, we can take this orchestration and deploy this to the Cast Iron Cloud, which is the multi-tenant service, or the virtual appliance, or the physical appliance, and these integration will now start running in either one of these 3 units. From a user perspective, regardless of which unit that we go to, the user experience is the same for both development as well as management. So that completes the demonstration of how you can take data from an ERP application and put this into Salesforce.com without writing a single line of code by using the Cast Iron solution. Now that we've gotten a quick overview of the Cast Iron solution, as well as seen a live demo, let's end this podcast with a quick recap of what you've learned so far. Cast Iron provides an integration solution that has everything you need for all your cloud integration needs, which includes cloud-to-cloud as well as cloud-to-on-premise integration scenarios. So you can connect cloud applications with homegrown applications as well as packaged applications. It's a proven solution with thousands of customer integrations,
And it's a rapid integration solution that gives you a configuration not coding approach that I just showed you that enables you to complete integration projects in just days rather than weeks or months. To learn more about the solution, you can download a white paper by going to redbooks.ibm.com, where there is more information in a red guide about the Cast Iron Cloud Integration solution, as well as additional success stories. You can also attend a live webinar by going to www.castiron.com and clicking on the link provided here. So having said that, I'd like to thank you for your time for attending the podcast today, and have a great day.